Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my privilege and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, one of the most amazing parts of my job is that I get to meet people, not just on the air. I don't get to see people when I'm on the air. We usually do that via the phone lines. Once in a while, I'm privileged enough to have somebody in studio. But I get to go occasionally. I don't get to go a lot, but I get to go out to these conferences and these rallies, and I'm honored to speak, to sing, to say prayers. I'm honored to be a part of those. But today, I want to talk about with liberty and justice for all. Independence and property ownership is all Americans ever really wanted. The right to free speech, the right to own property, the right to live in peace, to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. The American dream, to work hard and be whatever you set out to be, to do whatever you set out to do. I met an amazing room full of people this weekend at the Liberty Summit 2016. They weren't having a sit-in to protest. They were sitting in, gleaning knowledge and putting strategies to solutions for all the incredible wrongs being done against them and the American people, against the animal industry, against farming, against ranching, against small businesses, against everyone, against anyone who owns property. I mentioned last week that the Democrats protesting, they're actually fundraising as they protested their sit-in against your Second Amendment, protesting against the very document they took an oath to protect and uphold. I told you they are far from America's finest. But this weekend, I was in a room with America's finest. Many had already lost their livelihoods, but still willing and continuing to fight for liberty. America defined? I was in the nucleus, the very heart of America this weekend. I asked Mindy to come and share today with you, many who were not able to attend, but I want you to know the very depth and sincerity and commitment Mindy and the Cavalry Group have, what they inhabit. It is with great sacrifice that these patriots go about each day and how they continue to press through all the invasions into their lives and livelihoods. They truly stand for liberty and justice for all of you. I welcome Mindy today. Mindy, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. Have you been able to recoup? I know you had a busy, busy weekend.
I have been able to recoup, and I'm back at it. It's great to be on with you today as a recap. It was an amazing weekend.
It truly was an amazing weekend, and I sat through every single speech. I didn't leave. I sat there. Well, that's not true. I had to cut out and go into the little girl's room a couple of times, but I didn't leave. And I was just impressed with each one, not just what their studies have shown and they were sharing this knowledge with us, but how we were coming together with some solutions and some ideas and how to reach out and how to extend those arms to more American patriots. It was just amazing to me.
Well, I want to thank you for leading the charge and being our first speaker of the day, because you really did a great job of setting the tone, and I'm just so grateful for all you do. And I realized later on, you know, leading up to that weekend, I was sort of running on fumes come Friday morning, and I did not really do a proper job of introducing you, but you too are in the trenches every single day and giving all of these farmers and ranchers and private property owners a voice through your show, which is so critical. And I know everyone felt such a sense of connection to you and your patriotism. And thank you. You did a phenomenal job Friday morning.
It was my honor to be there. I felt like I was truly in the room of America's finest. I really did. I know every single person there works so hard. And they were, I mean, you'd see them. Mindy, I know that you know this. I'm telling my listeners, you would see them. They'd go check on their babies. I mean, they'd go get on their cell phones and check with whoever they let in charge with their children, with not just their children, with their animal children is what I'm talking about, and how things were going, you know, if they were having to, I don't know, just all the numerous things, you know, and they would tell me, I was checking on my babies. Left somebody else in charge, so...
Well, this is not just a way of a way to make a living for everyone in that room. This is their way of life.
Absolutely.
And it's being eroded each and every day. And, you know, what the Liberty Summit was all about, I had already met most of the people in the room and all the speakers, of course. Many of them are friends and have been for years. And this was my opportunity to no longer be selfish and keep them to myself. This was an opportunity for everybody to come together and everyone to work together. This is about building our relationships and our army to expand the information and our connections to fight back. That's the formula, and that's what this weekend was all about. I wanted to introduce everybody who was there to each and every person because I just, you know, in attendance, because it's important. We need to work together.
And I can't say I got that exactly done with everybody, but I did pretty good. I mean, I mingled around as best I could. You know, it was amazing to me because I finally get to put a face to those that I've had on the air. You know, Eva in particular and Kevin, I had, you know, was able to meet him and Janet and some others that I'm going to have some more on. I booked several people and I hope to book some more. And I've got some ideas running around in my head that I want to talk to you about off the air sometime and some things of how we can really come together, because it's all about us coming together to get these, you know, what's the A-team say? You know, you got to have a plan. I love it when a plan comes together. And when we do, so many people are going to benefit for liberty.
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, I think one of the things that I love that my husband Mark said in the introduction, basically said our founders knew that we would face tyranny in many forms, as it is man's weakness. And what our founding fathers were counting on was a small group of committed patriots to hold the line and defeat the enemy's challenge each and every day, and it is up to us to fill that role. Everyone in that room are those patriots. And we need to continue to expand that army.
Yes, we do. We need to expand the army. You know, and, you know, to get into the room there. Now, it wasn't just cattle. It wasn't just horses. It wasn't just pets. We had the exotic folks there with the ones that raised the tropical birds, the one that raised the big cats, the bears, the elephants, the snakes. I mean, it was all kinds of people there that do these things. Did we have a magician there? Because I didn't see a magician pull a rabbit out of the hat. and you know, but I know that they are interested in this too, and I know that they have already been attacked by HSUS and the ASPCA and all those. I know that they have been. I said that kind of being funny, but I was serious. If we had a magician there, I missed him or her. So I know that the cavalry group covers an awful lot of people and what is going on, and we talked about Agenda 21. We're getting ready to go into a break. We talked about Agenda 21. We talked about many things, but we also talked about, which is so important, it doesn't do any good just to flap your guns and complain, solutions and strategies. And I want you to just kind of take the floor today and just express whatever you feel like you think the highlight of the weekend. I know that's going to be tough. The highlight of the weekend. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. If you were at the Liberty Summit and you have something you want to share with my listeners, please give us a call at 877-895-5410. And Mindy and Bethann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65518.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we have a caller, Mindy. We have Betsy from Iowa on the line. Betsy, how are you today?
I am fine, Beth. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to say a huge thank you to you and all the others that broadcast daily or weekly and fight for our freedom.
Well, you're
welcome. And I also want to mention that this Liberty Summit was absolutely fantastic, number one patriot-filled meeting I have ever been to. And it was so inspiring to see the passion of our founders expressed at this meeting. Like-minded people coming together in an effort to restore our constitutional rights. They have been stolen from us through the legislative process and also through the apathy and the ignorance of the majority of citizenry.
We were overly trusting.
And I have to, in a conversation I had yesterday with someone else, I said, why do you think civics and the Constitution is no longer taught in the public school system?
So they can destroy us from within.
Exactly.
That is correct. And my feeling is America owes the Cavalry Group, Mindy and Mark Patterson, their staff, their speakers, their attendees, a huge debt of gratitude for taking on the spirit of 1776. So they desperately need to get back to not only those roots, but the roots of the settling of the West, where liberty and independence was their quest. And they did that through their faith in God, their courage, their convictions, and their attitudes, and their pursuit thereof.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Thank you so much. That's such a great point, Betsy. Thank you. That's awesome.
We appreciate it, Betsy. We appreciate your call.
Okay, you're very welcome, and God bless, and put
bless
His
you.
Protective wings over you folks mm-hmm. and all those others out there fighting
Amen.
For our way of life and what this country was originally founded upon.
Thank you, Betsy.
Amen. Thank you so much, Betsy, for your kind words.
I have.
Oh, you're very welcome. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Keep listening. You know, something mm-hmm. that she said, I have been reading over, because we're going into Independence Day, and I'm getting ready to do a reading of. And so I've been practicing reading the Declaration of Independence, and I'm telling you, what our founding fathers were going through is exactly what we're seeing today. It's worded differently. You know, it was perpetrated differently. But what they were going through is exactly what we're seeing today, Mindy.
I know. It's just so amazing that we're having to go through this revolution.
Because that's exactly what
it is. We're fighting for everything that our founders already fought for. You know, it's we're having to flee tyranny. And that's what's so frightening to me, is that so many people across the United States don't understand the cornerstone of the United States founding, of America's founding, I'm sorry, is that the cornerstone is private property. In England, the king owned everything. Everything. So coming here to this new land, this spark of this new idea of freedom was something people had a difficult time grasping. And there were so many betrayals and people who were afraid to make the king angry. Well,
yes.
You know, we see the same thing happening now. We don't want to make this administration mad. They're going to come after us. Well, we're fighting for freedom. We're fighting for our founding principles that have already been established. But we're having to fight for them all over again. And people don't understand even what they are. Because as Betsy just said, they've been stripped from our schools. The family has been torn apart. So kids are no longer being raised in homes where they understand what civics and government and our founding principles and biblical principles even are. So if you don't know what they are to begin with, you don't recognize them when they're standing right in front of you.
Oh, it's amazing to me. You know, everybody thinks they deserve something. You know, I'm entitled to. No, you need to work hard and earn it. And of course, then we have, you know, Barack Obama telling us, well, you didn't build that by yourself. Oh, yes, we did. Oh, yes, we did. And it's just amazing to me how it's not just a matter of policies, Mindy. It's a complete shifting of how we're governed. They have taken us away from our republic, which is we the people in charge, and put us in what they call this, and we hear democracy all the time, this Democrat socialism. And there's some that are openly saying it, but that is exactly what we are at when we talk about social emotions and social issues more than we talk about rights and working hard and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what we're doing a total shift from. You don't deserve anything anymore. I mean, you deserve things. You don't own anything. Why should you own land when so-and-so doesn't have any land? And it's just absolutely crazy how we have allowed this to happen.
Well, and that's what Matt and Janet Thompson touched on, was that we're being shifted in a sneaky manner toward the collective and taking us away from the rights of the individual, which are endowed by our Creator through the Constitution. And that's what's being stolen from us and eroded every single day.
Mm.
And, you know, it's up to us as individuals to take care of ourselves. It's not up to the government. And we continue to see this desire for the younger crowd to lean more toward these entitlements. That's not who we are as Americans. That is not who we are.
But Americans are generous people. You know, I don't believe in the sitting back and the government handing out things to people while it takes away from those who are working hard. But not only that, what they're doing is they're taking away the hardworking people's way of making a living.
Mm-hmm.
So many things have been infringed upon, and we see this with this outside. Some of these entities that are doing this to your industry, to the industry with the farming and ranching and pet industry, with the animal industries, they have nothing to do with our federal government. But our government is allowing them to come in and invade your life and steal from you, take your property. And, you know, I liked what he said about property being mentioned in the Ten Commandments saying, thou shalt not steal.
I
was just, you know, I knew it. But it's just, you know, sometimes you need a smack in the head, you know, the little Gibbs in the back of the head, you know, are you paying attention, you know, smack. And absolutely, that's what that is.
Well, that's why we made private property and liberty the common thread through this meeting at the Liberty Summit, because, you know, even though most people in attendance, and I say most, not all, in attendance were animal owners and animal enterprise businesses, you know, the common thread is private property. Without private property, we have, our country will crumble, and our founders knew that. They knew that. That's why they were so careful when they crafted the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Many of our founders were afraid we weren't going far enough to protect the idea of private property. And it is the cornerstone. It is the cornerstone of America. That is what we're fighting for. That is the common thread for all of us.
And other things that were mentioned there, that, you know, I talk about there being a common denominator, because, you know, we have people listening that have nothing to do with animals, nothing to do with farming or ranching, as far as they know. But they do go to the store and they buy food. And food is that common denominator. Our brothers and sisters in the city, they may not have connections. What was the generations? Is it seven generations now that have been removed from the farm? Seven generations back, is that what somebody said at the summit?
I'm not sure, but that's a frightening thought.
Yeah, because they are so far removed now that they don't remember going to grandma and grandpa's and staying on the farm a few weeks or for the summer and doing chores and doing work, jumping in the pond and having a good time and splashing around. They don't remember that anymore. They don't understand what the property means. They don't understand, you know, the people that maybe don't own land. But you do own something, and that is your property. Whether it's your pet, you know they want to take our children, your home, property. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Mindy and Beth Ann for Liberty. We'll be right back.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. so the unborn can be heard.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson. We're talking about liberty and how appropriate, because we're going right into the weekend of Independence Day. That'll be on Monday. And, you know, one of the things that I say, and I'm going to kind of turn this back over to you, Mindy, but I wanted to say my concern of Independence Day is people think it's about barbecues and they think it's about a few fireworks. And a couple of years ago, I read the timeline of our independence, and, you know, when they signed that Declaration of Independence, we may have been writ independent, but we were not physically independent yet. Battles came along. Lives were lost. Property was destroyed. They literally put down their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honors. And it was amazing what they did. It was impossible what they did. And we know that God was there. We know it because they couldn't have won without Him. It was an impossible task. And so here we come up on that weekend one more time. And I want to, again, sing to the choir out there that Independence Day didn't happen on one day. We celebrate an amazing battle of sacrifice that our founding fathers went through, and many of them lost their lives. Those 56 signers, many of them lost their lives and some of their families' lives. So it is with great sacrifice. And so we stand now for liberty. And I turn it over to you, Mindy.
eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And the definition of vigilance is the action or state of keeping careful watch for possible danger or difficulties. And that's up to us. Our founders knew that this experiment that is America and freedom and liberty in this incredible nation that we are so blessed to live in is such a fragile idea and could be taken away at any moment. They knew that it could crumble at any time, and it's up to us to stand watch. It's up to us to protect liberty from these dangers. And how can we protect something if we don't understand what liberty is? That is my greatest concern. Our children are being taught in school, in many schools, to hate America.
Yes, they are. And, you know, we have to take the bull by the horn at home. You know, when I close the show, you've been on enough times, you know how I close the show, bring America home. Home is where the heart is. Home is where that passion. I think what made your Liberty Summit 2016 better than any that I've attended, and I'm not just saying that, Mindy, is the passion in the pulpit. Each one of those speaking had lived something. The testimonies, the hurt, the tears, the things that they have been through or are still going through. That's what made it so great, because that passion was there. We know that passion was within our founding fathers. They had all experienced something.
That's right. Living it.
Living.
And, you know, one of the things that I'd like to go back to along those same lines, but back to what you said a little bit ago about how we're being removed from the farm. I'm not a farmer. I don't grow and raise my own food, but I am abundantly grateful every day to our farmers and ranchers who do. And I think part of the PR campaign that we need to all be a part of is that gratitude. We live in a country of such abundance, and we're so blessed to have so much food to eat. All of us can go down to the Walmart or to Sam's Club or Costco and buy tremendous amounts of food, and we're so blessed. It hasn't always been that way, and we will not understand or appreciate the farmers and ranchers, I fear, until we see starvation in our own country. I hope we don't. I know we already have hunger in our country, in different parts of different states and in the cities and whatnot, but nowhere near mass starvation that other countries have had, you know, sweep across their countries and has, you know, promoted famine and all these horrible things that have happened, mass deaths and so forth. Our country has not seen that, and I don't want it to happen, but I'm very afraid that we are on the threshold or close to the threshold of something very catastrophic happening unless we all wake up. And part of that awakening is a sense of gratitude for those who grow and raise our food. Control the food, control the farmer. You know, control the food, control the people. And you know, I was amazed during our fight in the state of Missouri against the Humane Society of the United States when we were battling what appeared to be a regulation against dog breeders, but it was so much bigger than that. And what really worried me was that so many Missourians, were falling for this counterfeit, if you will, that was masquerading as something that looked like it was about animal welfare. Well, it was an incremental attack on farmers and ranchers across Missouri. And people are falling for these feel-good pieces of legislation every single day, whether it's about farming and ranching or health care or immigration. We need to be a little more keen in our understanding of our founding principles so that we can identify these things that aren't true and don't belong, as we've talked about before.
And we need to be less trusting. It's time to put that trust away, because our elected officials cannot be trusted. They have proved that over and over and over again. And I think that's what we're seeing with the Trump movement. I don't think it has anything to do with Donald Trump, really. I think it has everything to do with the American people are put out with not being represented and the way things are going down the road here. Our founding fathers fought these same things. Like I said, I've been reading over the Declaration of Independence and those grievances that they have listed. And I'm having Bill Bullard on. I don't know if you've ever met him, but he is with the RCAF USA, fighting for cattlemen, fighting for farmers, fighting for ranchers. And he spends a lot of time beating his head against the wall, I think, and writing letters in D.C. But just like what we discussed where this weekend, and we know that this is going on, even within our industries, we have battles. You know, there's those that are in the same industry that are playing politics in D.C. and going against the people that they're supposed to be representing. Mm-hmm. And RCAF is battling that as well with some of the other, I'm not going to name them, but some of the other associations that are supposed to be supporting and sponsoring and helping the farmers and the ranchers. So we have quite a battle. We have that battle within where people still think we can play politics and have property, and it's just not going to work. And then we have to fight those elected officials that are D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals.
Right. Well, what's really scary is not only are the elected officials not doing their jobs, because we are still a representative republic, but these representatives are acting like they're, you know, celebrities, and we need to stop that. They're there to serve. And what's really worse is that these unelected bureaucrats who do not answer to the people are pushing and implementing policies while circumventing the state legislature or circumventing Congress, while chipping away at our constitutional rights. So basically, it's a regulatory taking, disallowing private property owners to use their land as they see fit through all of these incremental attacks on private property. And I get so frustrated when people aren't aware of what's going on in their own backyard. Pay attention.
Well, and we know, you know, Amy Fox talked about, I'm going to have her on. I don't have her scheduled yet. But we're going to talk more in depth about Agenda 21. I think we should do a series on it and just go back to Agenda 21 101, you know, to what exactly is going on. But this is affecting everyone. And they go into these communities. We're heading into a break, so I'm going to say this really fast. They're going into these communities, and they're, especially the small communities, they go into all of them. But they dangle that carrot of money and grants in front of them. You know, we can help you with your curbs. You need new curbs. They're falling apart and new sidewalks. We can help with that. And next thing you know, they got you. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in
American Gold and Silver Trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. And we have returned. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day. Fastest hour of the day, Mindy. It goes so, so fast. And we've been talking about the Liberty Summit. We've been talking about the things that affect others, affect you. So you can't have that attitude, you know, if you read any of the writings of Bonhoeffer. I think I'm saying the name incorrectly, but he was taken hostage. He was taken imprisoned in Nazi Germany. And he writes about how this didn't affect me, so I did nothing. And the next didn't affect him, so he did nothing. And then they came for him, and there was no one else left. And that's where we are. We can't assume, well, the Liberty Summit was all about the animal industry, and that doesn't affect me. I don't have a pet. I don't have animals. You know, that doesn't affect me. Well, yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects you greatly, because not only because of the industry of animals where we have food, but the pets. It's property. I know we love them and we dress them up. You know, I got a big kick out of the bows and stuff on the elephants. We dress them up. And we love them, but they are still property. And they're coming in and they're telling you, you can't do this or you have to do that. And they're shutting it down. And they have no authority to do that, truly. But that's probably another topic. But, you know, it does affect everyone.
I love what you're saying. I love that story that you're referring to from Nazi Germany, because one of the things that I'm hoping Americans will open up their eyes to, I come across so many people who only want freedom for themselves. Mm. They only want freedom for what matters to them. And I've seen it over and over again when we're trying to campaign for a candidate or for or against an issue, and people they'll say, well, that doesn't affect me, so I'm not going to vote for that or fight for that. The problem is that we have to understand really more about our founding principles. in order to understand the basis for freedom and liberty. And, you know, I don't raise dogs, but Proposition B and the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act, seeing the tyranny that was falling across our great state of Missouri against all of these licensed, legitimate, legal businesses, was what opened the eyes of both myself and my husband, and that was the catalyst to start the Cavalry Group, because livelihoods were being destroyed. Way of life was being eviscerated, and the domino effect was affecting everyone. It wasn't just the dog breeders. The domino effect to the economy, veterinarians, pet food manufacturers, feed stores. I mean, it really, the domino effect ended up being about to the tune of over $1 billion to Missouri businesses in the state of Missouri. So if you think these things only affect a particular group isolated, you're wrong. And so these things affect everyone.
Well, and we see that in the rallies with particularly Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And when they're being promised things, well, socialism is selfishism. It's mm-hmm. because they're selfish. They only want liberty for themselves or freedom for themselves, just like you said. And they're not thinking about what's going to happen with those future generations. And that Greek proverb that I shared, and I've shared it many times on the air, and I shared it in my little go get 'em speech starting us all out on Friday morning, is society grows great when old men plant trees they know they will never be able to sit in. And that's what our founding fathers basically did, because many of them lost their lives. They never got to experience the independence and the freedom that they died for. And they did that for the future generations, and we need to be doing that now.
I love that. That is so true. And what's under attack is not only the American ideals, but also American exceptionalism. Mm-hmm. You know, we are destroying the ability to be a generous nation to other nations. If America falls, we won't have that ability to help other countries and, you know, those who are in need of our assistance in other ways. We are putting, we're putting liberty first at the Cavalry Group. Even though we advocate for all animal owners and animal enterprise, we have understood from the get-go that the much bigger attack is on private property rights and our founding principles across the U.S. And the reason we put on the summit was because we wanted to bring everyone together who understood that the ultimate effects of attacking liberty and attacking our freedoms is going to result in a much bigger downfall of things across our nation, such as our domestic food supply.
Oh, absolutely.
Owning a pet, all these little things that you've already touched on are going to snowball effect into destroying America.
When they stop and think about it, when we stop and think about it, property is the very foundation of what everything was built on. They could not own anything before. They were serfs. Well, here we are, unfortunately. We are back to being serfs on the land. You think you own your property? Try not paying the taxes. Try not paying your income tax. Try just defying the government and see what happens. They'll come and snatch that property away that you've been renting from them. And I hate to say it like that because I want to slap myself. That is my property. I'm in that house. I own that house. Me and the bank. But, you know, it's the very foundation of who America is. Without owning property, you cannot have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't.
That's absolutely right. I know. And our founders knew that.
Oh, absolutely. They were already in trouble. I mean, they were already serfs and slaves to the king in one way or the other. And so they rebelled. They first went about it peacefully. And the advantage we have right now, we're just about out of time. The advantage we have right now is because of the sacrifice those founding fathers had. We have those documents in place. We need to read them. Go ahead.
We need to read them and understand them and live each day with gratitude. Gratitude is a fundamental foundation of, I believe, of being an American. We have to appreciate our freedom every day. in order to preserve it and protect it. And I know I do. I know you do. And Beth, I want to end my segment with you, which, by the way, I don't know what it is, but being on your show always goes by way too fast.
Yes, it does.
It flies by. But thank you so much for all you do and all that you have done for us at the Calvary Group. You have been so incredibly generous, and I just so appreciate you and love you and appreciate all that you do for Liberty.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. I figure I'm on the air talking about it. You're in the trenches doing something about it. And all we got to do is educate and activate, and we are out of time. And Mindy, you know what I feel like. We are family. It doesn't matter what color we are. You know, I saw an awful lot of women there that were almost 6 foot tall, and I'm only 5 foot, you know. I was going to think I was the dwarf in the room. But it doesn't matter. I mean, all kinds of industries there. It doesn't matter. We are Americans without hyphens, and we need to come together with that cup of coffee, with that glass of water, whatever it is we're doing, and sit down just like we did and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.